This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. State data shows about a third of Coloradans eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine has still not have gotten their first dose. Governor Polis told NBC's Meet the Press that he's not looking to punish holdouts.
I think we want to address the unvaccinated with facts first and foremost, also with compassion and love. They are often victims of misinformation, and we need to do our best to get the very best information in front of them that they need to protect themselves and their family.
Polis says three shots may become the new requirement for Coloradans to be considered fully vaccinated. Denver Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has been released from the hospital following an injury he got Sunday. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Bridgewater appeared unconscious when he fell and hit his head during the Broncos' loss to the Cincinnati Bengals in Denver. He remained motionless on the ground for several minutes before being carted off the field and taken to the hospital. The team later said Bridgewater could move all of his extremities, but he'll now enter the NFL's concussion protocol and has to be cleared by doctors before returning to play. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The federal government is sending more than $16 million to Colorado to cover continuing costs of the pandemic. Most of the money will go to mobile clinics for monoclonal antibody treatments for people who have tested positive for COVID and are at risk of significant illness. The teams will visit rural areas, nursing homes, jails, and other places where people might otherwise not have access to treatment. You're listening to CPR News.